It's Drew Garabo Live.
It is Drew Garabo Live. We are at...
This is nice music.
Thank you. We do Yacht Rock every single Friday, JP. And but dusting off the soft rock favorites of the 70s and 80s.
God, if Roger was here, he'd be in heaven.
I love Sad Eyes.
little Sad Eyes, a little Rupert Holmes Escape, the Pina Colada songs, the softer edge of rock and roll.
I understand.
Yeah, man. You have fun today?
Yeah, man. Good time. Everybody's been really, really cool.
Yeah, a bunch of you and I were discussing earlier off the air about the difference in demographics and audiences from the Northeast to down here. And
yeah, man. They're all in here, man.
Yeah.
All in.
They are invested in what we do. They are interactive. They are invested. And it's refreshing. Sometimes overwhelming and suffocating, but refreshing.
This one's taking pictures of his hot dogs.
Look at that.
I'm sending this picture to Mo.
Yeah.
Mo just goes, Olivero's buying hot dogs. Come outside. And I go, you mean like these hot dogs? This guy's like, he's worse than my bulldog.
Yeah,
man.
He smells food, bro.
He's had four lunches today.
It is scary. How was your time at the Lightning game last night?
That was a good time, man. I love the way the setup, man. The setup when you go outside and you got everybody watching the game outside and it's got lawn chairs and there's beers and there's a party over there and there's a party over there and they're watching it at Ferg's and they're doing all the, you know, it's nice. It's the way it should be done.
Yeah, going to the game is an experience.
Right.
It's not just a stadium. You go and there's pregame activities and I'll tell you, man, last year as we went up to the Stanley Cup Finals, even in the pouring rain, people would pack that Channelside Plaza just to watch the game outside the arena.
You know, I was telling Calta this morning, I had a buddy of mine who is a big Ranger fan. He took him and his wife. They flew here from New York to here.
Right.
Hotel room, rent a car, tickets for less money than it would have been to just go to a game at Madison Square Garden.
Wow. Yeah. It's an affordable right? game experience.
Because, you know, Wall Street gets the tickets. And,
yeah.
You know, it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks.
They price the regular fan right out.
And I was about to leave because I had to do the Long Island morning show this morning.
Oh.
And I was about to leave the game. There was about 2.5 minutes left. I start to walk. I was like, you know what? I don't want to walk up the stairs and get in people's view. Let me just wait till the stoppage and play. And I took a knee. All of a sudden, the puck went in the net. I'm like, I'm out. That was it. I got to my car before I beat the traffic, the whole deal.
Yeah, there is something about that. You and I were talking about basketball versus hockey, and you're not an NBA guy at all.
No.
SBK and I are big basketball guys, but there is a lot more drama in hockey because of the lack of goal scoring. Last night, nothing through two and a half periods, and then one goal gets scored, and people go crazy.
Well, that's the whole thing. You take any basketball game.
Yeah.
You really only need to watch the last 2 minutes.
That's true. That is true.
You watch the last 2 minutes. These hockey games, and I'll tell you, if the entire NHL season was played with the same intensity as playoff hockey,
right,
it would probably be the biggest sport in the country.
No doubt. No doubt, because playoff hockey, every minute is intense. Every check, every forecheck, everything you see has an impact on the game. And that Ben Bishop performance last night was something else, man.
That dude was standing on his head.
Yeah.
I mean, that game could have been 4-0.
Easily.
That dude was out of his mind. You know what else was cool? I don't know if you noticed it. You know, all over the NHL, they do the salute to the military members, and they'll do a crowd shot to somebody there. Even the referees here were clapping along like,
oh,
yeah. I'm like, that's.
Yeah.
We pay them well.
Yeah.
And the soldier who sings Sonya, who sings the national anthem, is enlisted. And it's a great experience. Seth?
I think JP's seats were so good last night that Coach Cooper is actually blocking his view.
You guys were close, huh?
You mean Coach Lawless? Coach Lawless, that guy?
You guys were down low.
Yeah, we were down low, which are not. They sound great. But as far as seeing the whole ice, I felt you always find yourself looking up because you can't see into the corners.
Right.
You know?
And that's the benefit of being up. Not that we were up really, really high, but we were at the perfect level because you can see the plays unfolding and you can see who's going where.
You know, there's been times, you know, Roger is the, my partner Roger for Roger JP Show. He is the, he's the PA announcer for the Islanders.
Right.
And the last, I don't even ask him for tickets anymore. Last time he gave me tickets for a game, you literally could not be any further away. I was in the upper corner working a light rig. Meanwhile, like 3 weeks before that, our producer Brett had asked him for tickets. He was like in the first level of the first row of the 200 section. I'm like, I see how this is.
Oh, God, you guys sound close on the air.
You got to see, you got to hear, when Raj isn't there,
right?
There's a section of Islander fans called the Blue and Orange Army. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they come on, you know, last minute to play in the period, last minute to play. and they'll all just start chanting, "You're not Roger." Like he,
Wow, yeah.
Like he, when he works it,
right?
You wouldn't expect it because Roger's the mild mannered guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's cool, calm, collected. But when he's in hockey guy mode, he'll put that arena in the palm of his hand, like Bono. It's pretty sick.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
As we move closer and closer to the Stanley Cup Finals, we got to get you guys back down here. Hopefully, we will continue to advance because tickets go on sale, tomorrow for the next round, Seth?
Yes.
And I think tomorrow at 1, you can get them at the Ticketmaster or, I believe, at the Lightning box office. Watching that March to the Stanley Cup Finals last year was unbelievable. 7-game series, first round against Detroit.
And your owners do a really good job of trying to keep, you know, those tickets in Lightning fans' hands.
Yeah.
You know, they really, really go up above and beyond.
They do. And I support an owner's right to do that because as you get deeper into the playoffs, your tickets are high demand. It's basically macroeconomics. You know, you got high demand
right. And
you got low supply. So then you can restrict the sale to the people only in Tampa. You don't have to sell them. There's no rule that says you have to sell a certain amount of tickets to the outside markets, as far as I know.
You know, you got a hockey team that outdraws baseball.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is true. And it's because of the location. And
no, it's because of the owners.
Ooh.
If the Rays owners put that kind of money back onto the field
right. And
weren't so worried about keeping salary cap down, you guys would do, they would do so much better. But, you know, this guy with the Lightning, he just wants to win.
That's all. Vinnick wants a great product on the floor, and he wants the fans there to have a good time. And he is buying up every available piece of property around that arena.
Yeah, that's what Brendan was saying yesterday. Yeah, like he just
great.
Wants to make this thing one big giant party.
Vinnickville.
You can't beat that.
Well, people give Stu Sternberg, the owner of the Rays, a lot of hell because he doesn't actually live in Tampa Bay. And people will say, how can you actually run a team and own a team if you don't live in that city?
Yeah. I mean, you should live in the city that you're – I mean, I'm not telling anybody how to live their life if they're multimillionaires. But if I owned a sports franchise, I would want to live in that city so that people could see me and touch me and feel me, metaphorically, of course. That's just me. JP is in with us from the Roger and JP show. We have an opportunity for you to come out here to Quail Hollow. Now, you will not be here for Pitbull Toddler because
no, actually,
dude is here on his daughter's birthday. Can you believe that?
I actually have to leave in 5 minutes to get back to the airport and then
what
fly back and, you know, try and surprise my daughter at some point.
And you're about to take off for Hawaii.
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow morning.
That is
so
insane.
So it's a little bit much, but you know what? The opportunity for us to come down, and Raj was leaving for his vacation tonight, so he couldn't get down here, but the opportunity to come down and shake hands and take pictures and be a part of a big event. I think we're going to come down if Brennan wants to free up the purse strings. We're going to come down for the fishing slam.
Oh, good.
You see how, look,
he
I got to
go. Already get some.
All right. I'll see you later. We're talking about money. We're talking about money. I got to go.
Good. Well, they should bring you guys down for the fishing slam. That'd be awesome.
How long is the flight to Hawaii, and how much Xanax do you have to take before you board?
I'm good with flying. I'm going to drug my kids, though, I think I'm going to slip them a Dramamine. And we talked about this on the show the other day, and some woman called me up telling me I was like this horrible person. I'm like, I just want them to sleep.
Right.
It's like doing a public service.
Yeah.
Nobody wants and my kids are 7 and 9. And they're going to be cool, and they're going to chill, and they got their iPads, and they'll watch movies and all that stuff. But they're going to get bouncy if they sleep a little bit more. You know, just
exactly.
You're helping them out.
Yeah.
Take a little nap.
Not a forever nap.
I'm not holding a pillow over their face. I'm just,
Unless you have to.
I can understand that being a little frowned upon, but, you know.
Have you been to Hawaii before?
Yeah.
Oh, so jealous of that. Where do you go? Maui? Kauai? What the hell is there?
This time, I went on my honeymoon, and then we went for our anniversary a couple years later. I haven't been there in, like, 13 years. We're going to Kona. And the only reason this has happened is because I had miles built up on credit card abuse.
Right.
You know, so we ended up having to fly the whole family there for $1,000, you know, for one ticket.
Jeez.
For one ticket. So how do you not do it, you know?
You got to.
How do you not do it? So we're going to give it a shot and see what happens.
Kona, where that coffee is that we like, SBK.
Yeah,
love it. I had some this morning.
Oh.
Bring me some back.
I'll bring it back. Right. I'll bring it back and I'll send it. I promise. I will do that.
Oh,
I will absolutely do that.
All right. We're going to let JP get out of here so he can fly back and then fly back and then fly all over halfway around the world.
Wow.
Hope you have no problems with your return, flight man.
Are you the barbecue king of Tampa,
by the way?
I am working on it.
He is.
I barbecue every weekend, whether I eat it or not.
What's your favorite?
I like ribs. I'm a ribs guy.
You're a ribs guy?
When I hear barbecue, I think ribs.
Dry ribs, wet ribs? Like, what's
your story? I do it all. Whatever you want,
ribs.
I'll mail you some ribs. You send me some coffee, I'll put them in the mail. Piping hot.
Nice food and beverage exchange that's going on here. Coffee for ribs, that's a fair trade.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, JP, again, thanks for being here, man.
Hey,
it's great to have you guys as part of the station.
And big thank you to you guys. You and the Calta crew, you guys have been kind of, you know, really, really cool and welcoming. And
yeah, we love you guys,
bringing us in. It's a good time, so thanks. makes. I think it all works.
Yeah, me too, man. And it's great to have you guys on before.
I think it all works until the end of the year when the contract is up.
And right, then, and then they go, like, maybe
those guys were dicks anyway.
Never. I won't mother F you.
Who do you think does the best impression of you on the station? Because I'm sure you hear it all the time.
Well, from what I understand, Calta does me and Galvin does Raj, right? Is there anyone else?
Drew does both of you
guys. Oh, that's not true. I respect those guys way too much to ever imitate their voice.
Let me hear me.
I'm about to fly halfway around the world to friggin' Honolulu. Except I do like a very obscene version of JP. Like, you're always cursing when I do. So yeah, it's mostly off the air. I'm like, those homos, Drew and Seth. They're always talking about this fruity crap. I can't relate to it.
You're in the lead. If you ask me, Calta. However, our producer Brett's impression of Calta.
Oh, I think that is solid.
I think is the best out of it.
Agreed.
I like Evil Roger.
When Special Ted does Evil Roger?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Did he do it today? He was in the studio.
He did do it today.
He was taking my spot today. He's the man.
Come on, Grubba, you're going soft because you do a great Roger and JP. You got to showcase it. He hasn't heard it before.
I mean, sometimes I dab laughs into the baritone tones of Roger, and I'm the mild-mannered guy. I do the voice of the New York Islanders or Rangers, whichever one it is.
And I come in here, and I just light the place on fire. These fruitcakes, these minorities, I hate them all.
I don't hate the minorities.
Darker than me, or you're gayer than me. Die in a fire. I don't care. You know, whatever the frick goes.
You said
on.
Nothing about the fruitcakes.
Freaking. All right.
Talking to me. I'll
say, remember him on the radio.
Talking to me and gayer than me is pretty damn funny.
All right. Hang tight. Thank you very much, JP, from Roger and JP.
Right,
we love
on,
you guys.
Man. We'll see you soon.
We'll return with more. We've got our big 3 at 3 next. I do promise you that. It is Drew Garabo live from Quail Hollow, getting ready for Pitbull Toddler tonight.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.